thank you, President Davis, and thank you all NCBA members. Good morning, NCBA. Ronald couldn't make it, so they invited me. I have a quick question for you after the holidays we all had, or should I say that we didn't have. Do you deserve a break today? Well, we'll help you out with that tomorrow when we serve our quarter pounders at lunch. We hope you all enjoy and have a little fun with that. I'm really pleased to see over here on the wall that NCBA is displaying McDonald's new logo. It's about the beef, and we're proud of that. Chairman Andy Tucker, President Eric Davis, CEO Terry Stokes, Secretary Vinneman, ladies and gentlemen and distinguished guests, good morning and thank you for this opportunity to briefly address you during your 2004 convention. It is both an honor and a privilege to be here today representing McDonald's USA before the very heart and soul of our industry, the men and women who produce and provide America with the safest beef of anywhere in the world. I'm proud to represent McDonald's before you here today. I'm even more proud that when measured by brand, McDonald's is, and we believe will always be, the number one purchaser in the world of U.S. beef. At McDonald's, we're proud that we purchase nearly 1 billion pounds of U.S. beef per year. We're proud to have developed international markets for your products in 120 other countries, and to have the opportunity to serve your products to the 45 million customers who enter our restaurants each and every day. And most importantly, we're proud to be your number one customer, and we hope your number one partner. We're also very proud to be partners with the NCBA. And on behalf of Mike Roberts, President of McDonald's USA, and our entire leadership team, we commend NCBA CEO Terry Stokes and the entire NCBA staff and all of your members for their incredible leadership, courage, vision, and partnership during the most recent and most serious incident impacting our industry. Congratulations, and thank you, Terry, and all the leadership of NCBA. And to Secretary Ann Vinneman and Dr. Ron DeHaven and the entire USDA team, may I echo the sentiment of the entire food service and agriculture industry when I say to you, thank you. Thank you for your outstanding leadership. Thank you for your fast, efficient, and fervent action. Thank you for your decisiveness, and thank you for helping to ensure the confidence of the American consumer in this great country's beef supply. In a minute, I'll show you some of the consumer research indicating just how important your actions have been. And Dr. DeHaven, as my six-year-old son would say, you are awesome, man. And the job that you did under pressure was incredible. And we'd be remiss if we didn't express our appreciation to all the other scientific and industry leaders in the room today. I understand there's representatives from HHS, FDA, FSIS, and others. Thank you for all that you're doing. So in addition to expressing our gratitude for all that has been done, we'd like to share with you, we thought you might be interested to take a glimpse at some of the consumer research that we've done since the announcement of the incident, and we've already shared with the NCBA staff as well as USDA, as we all actively monitor this issue to gauge our respective efforts. Second, I'd like to give you a preview of McDonald's quality campaign started in the middle of last year and dedicated to American producers and agriculture to tell the story we don't hear often enough in the U.S. today. That is the critical importance of agriculture in our society and McDonald's role as perhaps the largest purchaser of American agriculture products for our 13,500 U.S. restaurants and 22,000-plus locations globally. And finally, I'm going to outline some of the partnership initiatives that we have going on with NCBA. With respect to our research, I'll show you some of the headlines that you see on the slides in front of you. As you might expect, we do research every single day, and during this incident, it was no exception, and we immediately began to do special research on some of these issues. And this was during the height of the period over the holidays. Obviously, we all know the awareness of mad cow, BSE, remains very high across the country. More than half the respondents report following that closely. We've seen that evidence has been decreasing as we go forward. Less than half the respondents report being concerned about the safety of U.S. beef, and this has been improving each day as well. The concern started to ease on December 30th when Secretary Vinnieman and USDA made their leadership announcement, and we saw an 8 to 10% turn in confidence of beef immediately following those announcements, which was so very important. And 3 out of 4 people feel that scientists and government agencies in our country, USDA, FDA, are the most trusted sources of information during this incident. Almost 7 in 10 respondents report that the single BSE incident will not impact their future hamburger eating behavior. Can I hear an amen for that? And interesting, males are more aware and have followed the mad cow disease incident closer than females. Now, males, I'd be warning you very carefully how you interpret that, because you get yourselves in trouble. I believe it's because maybe the women were out running the world and taking care of all the other business. But the fact of the matter is, this is very important as we look at our education and other programs, because we know that women and mothers with children are very important on these issues, and it's very critical that we make sure that we get our information to them. And since the BSE news broke, McDonald's national performance has been unaffected. As a matter of fact, we had a record last quarter and a record December, and remains at above our forecasted levels. So we're very appreciative of that, obviously. I want to show you just briefly a video of some of the messaging that we're doing in some of the most significant targets in the country, in the Northwest and others. If we could roll the video, please.
At McDonald's, we don't take your trust for granted. And that's a big reason why we've got such high safety and quality standards. Of course, there are little reasons, too.
We're going to continue to expand on that program, as I'll talk about. This is a slide that I just wanted to show you on the trusted research. We do a great deal about this. I'll talk more about this when we get into the breakout session on this very subject and some of the additional research that we have. You'll note that down at the bottom of the list is quick service restaurants and some of the restaurant operators and things of that nature. So our work is cut out for us. We did a number of things in restaurants and elsewhere to improve consumer confidence. When you break out McDonald's out of that group, the number is much higher. 62% of the people believe our company can be trusted, but this is industry as a whole, so we have a lot of work to do there. As I mentioned, after the December 30th announcement by Secretary Vinnieman and USDA, we saw a significant jump in consumer confidence, and again, that's so important why we have the top of that list, scientists and FDA and others out there talking about this. So there's a number of observations we'll make when we get together in our breakout session. With respect to our quality campaign, I want to show you a few ads that we are running. We started last year, and we will continue to run. In the interest of time, I just want to briefly mention to you that McDonald's USA has started this comprehensive quality campaign. We plan to expand it throughout 2004. In this cynical, soundbite world we live in, the quality of your and our products are far too frequently misrepresented by those with an overzealous agenda contrary to what we all represent. Increasingly at McDonald's, we believe we cannot abdicate our leadership responsibility to stand up for our products, our industry, and the men and women whose livelihood depend on providing wholesome, safe, quality food. At McDonald's, there is nothing more important than the quality and safety of our food. And as you and industry experts know, our quality standards and food safety record is unparalleled in the food service business. So suffice it to say, we're going on the offensive. We will tell our food quality story much more aggressively in the future, through all mediums, and that you'll see the quick examples that we have here that briefly list some of our purchasing. More than 1 billion pounds of potatoes, nearly 1 billion pounds of beef, 500 million pounds of other products as we go down the list. And you'll see the different ads right there, the last one being We Like to Shop in Your Neighborhood, that lists that as well. You'll see that campaign come to life in your markets throughout the year. And finally, with respect to McDonald's partnership with NCBA, I would simply advise those of you that don't know that we have worked with your NCBA staff, leadership, and future leaders group on a number of projects and priorities over the past several years, including supporting and serving on your product council, supporting and funding important food safety and BSE research conducted by NCBA, sharing best practices, information, and strategies on numerous key issues, annually hosting your future leaders group at McDonald's headquarters in Chicago, including an open forum with our subject matter experts and senior management for the past 3 to 4 years we've been doing this. We're sponsoring NCBA's participation in the satellite RFP TV town hall meetings, which one ran last evening, as you know, and two more to go over the next few months. And I'm very proud to report to you that after one leader-to-leader meeting with NCBA staff, we had a great discussion about innovation with respect to new beef products that McDonald's could offer on our menu. You will be proud to learn that after hearing about McDonald's new premium salad program launched last March, featuring Newman's Own salad dressings, I can't resist the commercial, your NCBA staff challenged our menu management department to create a premium salad featuring beef as the protein. So in our true partnership, with NCBA, earlier this year, McDonald's launched a special test in about 150 restaurants in central Indiana that was a Western or Tex-Mex salad, initially named the Del Rio salad, with a generous helping of beef. Well, due to the overwhelming success of that Indiana test, McDonald's is delighted to announce that in May of this year, we will be launching for the first time in our history the new version called Fiesta Salad topped with delicious seasoned beef throughout the country. This salad will be launched as part of our Adult Happy Meal program, which includes a pedometer to measure steps as we encourage American consumers to get active and talk about energy balance as part of our Healthy Lifestyles campaign. So look for the new Fiesta Salad in your markets in early May. As I conclude, I want to just show you a McDonald's commercial first ran about 15, 20 years ago that depicts one element of the type of quality campaign we will be running in our quality program. And as part of our salute to all of you for all that you do each and every day, it's called The Working Song, and let's watch.
Food is a way of life. We make it every day. We serve it up at the diner, but we have help along the way. Thanks to the man, thanks to the woman. He takes the plow, moves the land.
Thank you, NCBA members. Enjoy your quarter pounders tomorrow for lunch. Thank you for your leadership. Thanks for all you do, and may God bless you. Thank you very much.